American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this lead slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the Crossbreed Holster Studios, on this Lead Slinger's whiskey microphone. Every bit of this being brought to you today by X Insurance, an exceptional AM Best A-rated superior company. If you think you have concealed carry insurance, think again. Make sure to call X Insurance and compare the two. You'll find out that that's not the case. X has you covered. Trust me when I tell you that. I have a policy with them myself. The other companies can't come close. This is real insurance from a real company who, by the way, is in the process, or actually completed, writing the gap between my concealed carry coverage, my legal coverage, and some homeowner stuff that I got to cover me all the way around. None of the other companies can do that. They'd laugh at you if you ask, because they're not insurance companies. Hey, last hour was, you know, just AWR Hawkins, Beth Bauman. We had Breitbart News. We had Town Hall in here representing. Both of them were great. I saw some questions on the stream. If you're watching the live stream on Facebook or watching it on YouTube, we're out streaming on multiple platforms. I appreciate it. We are able to monitor your comments. Thank you for doing that. Please comment. We see everything going on out there. We'll try to get to them if we can. If your comment's really good, we'll try to read it on the air. But questions about Alan Gottlieb. Alan Gottlieb is in the process of flying out to Phoenix. He is not able to make it, was not able to make it here today. But nonetheless, AWR wrote about what Alan wanted to talk about. And that was the latest case, the SAF case with the Firearms Policy Coalition suing in the state of California for their ludicrous, draconian one gun a month ban. We're going to continue to follow that case. So that was a great hour. If you miss it, it'll be on the podcast in a little bit. Coming up now for the full hour, Greg, stay on the switch, baby. You never know what's going to happen. Two of my favorite people on earth. Donna Fiducia, we'll start with you. Donna Fiducia. And this is from Cowboy Logic Radio. You know her as Fox News Live. I'm Donna Fiducia. Donna, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Mark. Do you think we're going to curse or something? Is that why you got him, like, totally paying attention on the switch there?
All of us. You never know what happens when the three of us get together. You just never know. Angry Mark could come out of the box during this conversation.
Angry Mark, angry Donna, angry Don, the Jersey Italian, absolutely does come out.
I'm telling you, it really, truly could. Let's go to Don Newen. Don, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just want to know, how many seconds do I have? 6 seconds or 8 seconds?
Greg, you want to jump in and let us know? We're trusting you, my friend.
You've got a total of 8, but I can only hit
eight.
It once.
8 seconds.
But if I give you eight, he said we had a total of 8, but he can only hit it once, guys. He can only hit it once. Okay, so we need to be.
I got to use this marker well and wise.
Don might be coughing a little bit because he's.
No, I got a button here I can push. It's the cough button.
Yeah, that's true. I'm coughing a little bit less, but we both are just getting over COVID. Happy to say we survived hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and all sorts of other steroids, and we're still alive to talk about it, regardless of what Neil Cavuto screamed about last April and how it was going to kill everybody. It doesn't. It works.
So let me tell this.
$3 a pill.
Let me tell this story, because listeners, viewers, when you're doing the radio show prep, particularly for the big show, I book out a couple weeks in advance. Easy. I overbook a lot. It's kind of like, you know, airline flights. You just never know who's going to take what segments, and sometimes it comes right down to the wire. Last week, you guys were invited on the program, and it was interesting because, Donna, when I spoke to you, you said we're both coughing pretty much. We're just getting over COVID. I was unaware of that when we spoke, I guess, almost 2 weeks ago now. But nonetheless, while I was on the phone with you, Don, you got a call or returned a call, and Don was in the background yelling satellite radio moment words because he just found out he had the antibodies and he could now say blank, 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 blank to COVID. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Guys, glad everybody's healthy, Don.
I went and got the blood test, and I have antibodies too. So I guess we can go donate convalescent plasma. And from what I hear, they pay you a couple $100 for that too. I didn't even know that.
I had no idea. Don, go ahead.
Well, I refuse to prostitute my plasma.
That's cowboy logic, brother.
I'm not that kind of a guy.
Let's just leave that as cowboy logic. Okay, how about we do this, guys? This is what I love about having you on. I take all the research stuff and I just kind of push it aside. There's a number of things I want to talk with you about. First off, there's a big story kicking out there right now with the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And we'll go to Biden and we'll go to Trump and all that in a few minutes. But there's a headline on one of the sites that I just grabbed. I don't even know where it's from. ATF is pushing for the biggest gun registration turn-in in American history. Guys, you probably are aware that the ATF is now all of a sudden, when they're thinking there might be a Biden administration, the acting director is now thinking, let's start looking at pistol braces. And let's start looking at polymer 80s and whether or not these kits are actual guns. All in a sense now, from what I'm understanding and what I'm feeling, just to show the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, how anti-gun I really can be. This is going to be the worst anti-gun administration this country has ever seen. And I'd like to get your comments on that. Donna, let's start with you.
I'm not really familiar with what you're talking about there, but I've read a bunch of stories about what they're trying to do with these red flag laws, which
temporarily
block people from buying a gun if, quote, you're deemed a high risk of committing violence. First of all, if you're deemed a high risk of committing violence, chances are you're not going to buy a legal gun. You know, I just kind of think it would be the other way around. But I think what they're trying to aim at, unfortunately, no pun intended, is people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, our heroes. They know how to use a gun, but they're going to say, well, they've got traumatic brain injuries or PTSD and all this other stuff, so they shouldn't have a gun. This is insane. Absolutely insane. And I really think that we're going down a really bad rabbit hole right now.
Well, we're seeing again the ATF weaponizing itself against gun owners as an organization. Don, it's the same thing. Yeah, you're talking. We could lump all of these things together. Red flag laws. Look, what we're looking at is going to be an Obama anti-gun push on steroids. God forbid here in the state. Let's say, to be fair, listeners, all three of us are coming to you today from the state of Georgia. Okay, Don and Donna are also in Georgia as well. We're going to talk about all of that. But Don, your thoughts. I mean, here we go again, man. The ATF being weaponized against law-abiding citizens. I mean, does any of this surprise you?
No. I got two words. Mola lave.
Come and take them.
Come and take them.
Yeah. And isn't it funny how those two words translate to four?
He's got that tattooed on his arm. Huh?
Those two words translate to four.
Well, that's true.
The interesting part about that, guys, is Shannon Watts will tell you over at Every Town for Gun Safety. Don, I'll go to you on this one. You have it on your body. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That's a threat. That saying, well, I'm love or come and take them is a threat. I would present to you that you threatening to come to get my guns is the threat. My response is just a simple response to your threat. Your thought on that?
Well, some of that dropped out, so I missed a lot of it, Mark. I apologize.
It's a threat.
Yeah. Let me repeat it, Don. Let me repeat it.
Okay. Now I'm
Shannon
getting
Watts.
Of
some of the gun grabbers out there say that by my saying or your saying "Molan Lave" or "Come and take it" is a threat. It's not a threat. My response is you're threatening to come to get my guns, requiring me to say that is the threat. You're threatening to take my stuff. Isn't that the real threat, Don?
Yeah, I would have never gotten a tattoo on my forward firing arm that says Mola Lave if the Second Amendment wasn't under a threat.
Yeah.
You don't mess with us. We're just going to be quiet and mind our own business and take care of our families and contribute to society. Don't mess with us.
And what an oxymoron it is to say we're going to have gun confiscation, which is what Kamala Harris has said quite a bit. You already own the gun. You know, why would you give up something you already own? It's, in other words, they're stealing your gun from you. We have a legal right to have these guns, and they're going to have a serious problem. And it really is the only thing that separates us from a Venezuela, from a Cuba, from,
South Africa
and Germany during World War II. And it's amazing to me how much, you know, being from the New York, New Jersey area, how much people will take. We just called our favorite restaurant up in Lincoln Center. Just called it today out of curiosity, in case we do get up there at some point to see my family, to see if they were still open. Fiorello's, as in Fiorello LaGuardia, the best Italian restaurant you're ever going to find up in New York City. It's up by Lincoln Center. And you know what they said? Oh, yeah, we're open. We have outdoor dining. It's 15 degrees in New York City, and they're going to have outdoor dining. Are you kidding me? They put up these tents. They spend all this money on these tents with heaters and everything.
Yeah,
guess what? From the snow.
The governor says, and de Blasio says, you're allowed to be open when we come back from this break. This is going to be a fun hour. Don't go away. I promise you. Lots of ground to cover. Lots of fun conversation with Donna Fiducia and Don Newen from Cowboy Logic Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Back indeed. Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for that rejoin. Appreciate it very much. And the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish. We got all kinds of new stuff coming up, new rejoins. We got all kinds of new liners. We got new intros coming up for you. In 2021, believe it or not, we'll be starting our 13th year on April 26th on the nation's airwaves. It's beautiful. We're proud of that. I was talking briefly about the ATF. Before I go back to Don and to Donna, let me read a statement from the National Rifle Association on the ATF's recent actions. By completely changing course on earlier decisions, I call it BATFE, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I refer to them as Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives, has signaled that it is ready and eager to collaborate with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and other gun control extremists to infringe on our Second Amendment rights. The NRA will fight these aggressive anti-gun actions on pistol stabilizing braces and polymer 80. Gun owners know elections have consequences. This is why we must all fight to protect the pro-gun Senate majority in the runoff races in Georgia. Welcome back inside these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers. Mike, all of this being presented to you by X Insurance today across the country. Let's start with Donna Fiducia. Welcome back, Donna. Always a pleasure to have you.
Well, Mark, we did vote, and we're out here in Carroll County, which did go 70% for Trump. And I guess they don't want to bother with us because there's not too much they can do to try to mess up the vote here, although it is Dominion voting machines. So we talked to the guy. We saw there was a drop box outside where we went, and they did have a camera on it. But, I mean, this is insane. If you read what Lynn Wood is posting, they're doing it. It's a definition of insanity. They're doing the same thing over and over again. They've got the Dominion machines there. They're doing this early voting. They're doing the mail-in voting. They're not necessarily checking the signatures, although Raffensperger says he's going to check the signatures now. Well, gee, you know, let's just, you know, close the barn door after the horse. It's very frustrating. Then they give you the stupid little sticker that said, I'm a Georgia voter, and I secured my vote. Well, how the hell do you know that? You really don't.
You don't. You don't. And, Don, you know, what you mentioned is in play right now. So much to talk about. Let's try to put this in perspective for listeners and viewers. I don't care where you live. I don't care what device you're listening to us on. I don't care what state you are in. If you're a U.S. resident, what happens here on January 5th is going to impact your life one way or the other. Freedom or socialism? The direction of the country is literally at stake because of these two elections. Now, as you just heard Donna mention, she's in Carroll County. I'm in Cherokee County. Cherokee County was about 78%. Red as well. Very, very, very red county. Don, let's put this in perspective for listeners and viewers. This is a bright red state. Let's make this very clear. The Georgia Republicans control the state house by a majority of about 25 seats. Georgia Republicans control the Senate. We are one vote shy of a veto-proof majority in the state Senate. And whatever you think of Brian Kemp and Raffensperger, they are both Republicans. Now, the key here, because this is a new decade, the party in control of the state house at the beginning of a new decade, controls the redistricting after the first legislative session. So come July, summertime, after the legislative session, the Georgia Republicans that control the House and the Senate in Georgia are going to redistrict this state to see to it that it stays red. And you're going to tell me, Don, that this red state voted blue for Biden and may very well vote blue for Warnock and blue for John Ossoff? You want to explain how that could possibly happen?
Sure. Fraud.
They cheat.
Fraud. It's the only way. Listen, everybody knows that the state of Georgia is deep red.
Of course.
And there's no disputing that. And I've got leftists on social media that are coming after me going, where's your proof? Where's your proof? You know, they don't listen to logic. It's like trying to deal with mental midgets 24/7 dealing with these people out there. Mark, can we go back to this ATF situation in the Biden-Harris administration for 1 second?
Yes, take it away. Mic is yours. Go.
All right. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We need to all start being prepared for the strong possibility that they have in fact stolen this election. Now, I'm in no way giving up. You know, January 6th is going to be very important. But we need to prepare in the event that they actually have stolen the election. And they will come after that Second Amendment right that we've got. There's no doubt about it. And they're going to use agencies like the ATF. And we can all sit around on social media and say, defund the ATF. That does nothing. Absolutely nothing. One thing I would suggest, Mark, and I think that you and your listeners would probably agree with me, it's time to stop going on social media and emptying a 30-round magazine into a target and posting that on social media. Walk softly and carry a big stick. My suggestion is step one, we're going to have to prepare for them to come after these weapons. And we're going to have to prepare for them to come after that Second Amendment. But we don't need to give them ammo, air quotes, ammo.
Literally.
Yeah.
By getting on social media and posing with all of our different weapons that we have in our homes, not a smart thing to do when you've got the potential of a Biden-Harris administration. Walk softly and carry a big stick. Do you agree or disagree with me?
No, I agree 100%. In fact, let's go through the steps that Biden and Harris have already told us they want to do. Number one, this is direct listeners from Joe Biden's website. It's not from this crazy gun nut radio host, although you might like to think that media matters and media. We know you're out there listening. Here's the deal. This comes right off of Joe Biden's website. Step number one was remove, quote unquote, and this is from Joe Biden's site, weapons of war from our street. On day one, executive action, Joe Biden would ban the importation of quote unquote assault weapons. And because he knows he can't do that domestically, it would have to be done through legislation. He wants to start that legislative process. And in the meantime, in the United States, banning the importation of and then start the legislative process of doing the same. He's already on record as saying that he knows he can't do that with the stroke of a pen, or he would have already, as would have Obama, number one. Number two, what about all the guns that they have in the wild? My guns, Don, your guns, Donna, your guns, listeners, viewers, your guns. These are the guns that they want to add now. Assault weapons, they call them, which is every single semi-automatic rifle. Don't believe me? See Washington State, California, New York, and I could go on. See New Jersey. Believe me when I tell you, your Ruger 10/22 is an assault weapon in Washington and California and Oregon and New Jersey. Don't take my word for it. Go check it out. They want to take those guns and they want to list them under the National Firearms Act, which means they want to treat them as machine guns, which means they now know where you are because you have to register them and pay a $200 tax stamp per gun and per magazine over 10 rounds. Bah, ha, ha, ha on that. Good luck. But that's exactly what he says on his website. And number three, buy back the rest of those guns in the street. Buy them back. He never owned them. Here's the deal. I will not comply with registration. I will sell nothing to the government that they don't own. It is my property. I will pay no tax on my personal property right now. And Don, I think that's where you're going, because that's the direction the Democrats are pointing this country. Now, we're getting ready to take a break, guys. I apologize. This was a short segment, but the longest segment is coming up next. Let me leave you guys with this. It's important. What is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? What is it that they want to do in Virginia and that they want to do at the national level that I can promise you, if God forbid the wrong thing happens in the state of Georgia, the first order of business out of D.C. is going to be a batch of gun grabber bills. And you had better start asking yourself why and take a listen to what Don had just reminded you. We'll talk about it when we come back. Angry Mark's just poking out the door right now. You never know. Back right after this with Donna and Don. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back. Welcome back indeed. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Love this part of my week, the start of the week. Remember, this is the start of the week, not the end of the week, right? Sometimes people think it's the end of the week. It's not. It's the beginning. And I love this. Here we are in the Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone with you, all of it presented to you by X Insurance. Make sure to get a quote from them and check out all of our fine partners. You can visit them all at armedamericanradio.org. We'll talk more about them in just a little bit. Make sure to get a quote from a real insurance company. Cover your legal, let's say, got your backside big time, X Insurance, the real deal, because it's real insurance, AM Best, A rated. All right, Don Nguyen, let's go back to you quickly, and then I'm going to let you throw it over to Donna, because what we just started was a very provocative conversation, and I'm glad we're having it because the conversation needs to be had. You were talking about getting ready. We know they want, look, they've said they want to take their guns. That goes back to what I said before about saying, come and take it isn't a threat. The threat is Beto O'Rourke saying, hell yes, we're going to come and get your guns. That's the threat. My response to that is not a threat. So, Don, what I just told you was right off of Joe Biden's website. I didn't make that up. You can see it on his plan to prevent gun violence. It's right there. Go look it up. And page 47 and page 48 of the Democrat platform. It's right there. Go see it for yourself. So we know all these things. What is it about that agenda, Don, that requires us to be disarmed? And then I'll let you throw it over to Donna.
Well, there is nothing that requires us to be disarmed. We're protected under that Second Amendment. So nothing that they can do can require us to be disarmed. But they can make our lives very difficult. And that's why I'm saying that the first step in preparation for these schmoes taking office and the next potentially 4 years of this crap has to be walk softly and carry a big stick. These guys that are 10 feet tall and bulletproof, that are standing around in social media with their photos, uploading all their, you know, their 7 or 8 guns that they've got, that kind of crap needs to stop. First of all, it makes any serious gun owner look bad. You know, we've all done things on social media that have to do with weapons. Well, those days are gone now, because these people are super serious about weaponizing agencies, taking away these rights that we have under the Constitution, and they're not playing games. They're absolutely not playing games. So we got to be super serious on how we take care of business. And again, I think that first step is walk softly, carry a big stick.
That's great advice.
One of my concerns, Mark, is what's going to happen with ammo.
Yeah, that's what they're working on.
Guns are really not going to do any of us any good if we can't get our hands on ammo.
Well, you know, the Obama administration tried playing shenanigans with that as well, and there's no question that we're going to see that again. No question about that. And you know, most of the comments that I'm seeing in here are in 100% in support of you. Donna, the provocative conversation, there's no question about it. But we heard from them, hell yes, we want to take your guns. If we go back to Hillary Clinton, this was the Australian model that Hillary Clinton said she'd like to see the model for the United States. Hence, Donald Trump steps into office, in large part because people didn't want anything to do with that. And Donald Trump stopped their globalist agenda. They hated him from day one. Now, through however means, whatever means they did it, if they're successful, that fat lady hasn't sung yet in my book. And here we find ourselves. From what Don said, please take off from there and let us know your thoughts on that.
Well, I think that it's getting to the point where, you know, they said we're getting ready to rule from day one. Obama said that. Well, they're doing it again. This is Obama part three. And I don't know if you know this, but Lynn Wood is working with Mickey Willis, who did the movie Plandemic. And Mickey did a lot of the video for Kyle Rittenhouse, who, you know, obviously in self-defense shot two people up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Mickey Willis put a lot of that video together that they're going to use in court. Also, Mickey did a lot of the video for Nicholas Sandman that obviously won a huge case for Lynn Wood. And we're going to have him on our show. Actually, this Tuesday night, if you go to cowboylogic.us, you can listen to that interview. But we're looking forward to that because we got to meet Mickey earlier this year. And he is ready to rock with a lot of different things that are going on as far as the Stop the Steal is concerned as well, because he's working with Lynn Wood. But all of this is just one. I mean, they make no bones about it now, which is really what scares me. They're going to go, you know, pedal to the metal with this. you know, when Obama first took over, it was a little slowly but surely, like I call it the boiling frog theory. But now we're at the point where they're not going to wait anymore, because God forbid if Donald Trump runs again in 4 more years, if God forbid he doesn't win this time, they don't want to even have a semblance of this country 4 more years from now. This is the great reset, and they make no bones about it. And guns are at the top of their priority.
Well, well said. It is the great reset. And what happens? Did you ever think, Don, that the Senate, that the direction of the country prior to November 3rd would come down to the very state that the three of us are sitting in?
No. Never. Never.
I actually, never crossed your mind, did it?
Before 6 weeks before the election, I went out on a little bit of an island, and I actually said Trump's going to take California, he's going to take Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, Michigan, Wisconsin, and I felt like he'd take Minnesota. I figured that he would have over 400 electoral votes.
I bet he did.
And I still think he did. I never in my wildest dreams felt that there would be fraud as bad as it is, and screw the liberals that are keep telling me that there is no proof. I'm not even interested in associating with you.
Let me go to your electoral college thing here for a second. I find that fascinating because I went out on a limb too. The only states that I selected that you selected that I didn't were California and New York. And I predicted in the last election in 2016, the day of the election on my daytime show, Trump plus 300 electoral votes. He won by 306 electoral votes. In this particular case, I thought Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, okay, we're all going to go. Arizona would go, no doubt. And I predicted that Minnesota would go. And if you add those electoral votes up in this pick, I was at 316, and that's because of the additional pick with Minnesota. And I think he won all of those states, no question about it. So having said that, let me take you right back here to Georgia. Donna, Stacey Abrams, I asked that question for a reason. Did you ever think that Georgia would be in play? You know, hindsight's 2020, isn't it? We look back in the rearview mirror, and all of a sudden we remember rumblings about 8 weeks before the election from the Democrats. Georgia's in play. Georgia's in play. Now you've got Stacey Abrams. Well, you've got Stacey Abrams right now today saying she's so thrilled that there's 1.2 million absentee ballots. How does she know that 3/4 of those aren't Republicans?
Because she's printing them. She's filling them out, I'm sure. But, you know, follow the money trail. And I think that Brian Kemp did a good job keeping things open. I wasn't real thrilled when he picked Kelly Loeffler. And right. I said as the year progressed, I put on Facebook a number of times and on Twitter, Brian Kemp's stock is rising. Well, now we hear of a $107 million deal after meeting with the communist Chinese and also with Stacey Abrams, that all of a sudden now we've got these Dominion machines all over the state of Georgia. So the fix was in, and they know. I'm going to go a step further. If these machines weren't here, I think that David Perdue would have won already, and I actually also think that that Kelly Loeffler would have lost to Doug Collins.
We've only got 30 seconds. This is the fastest hour in radio. We're going to be coming back from another break. We've got one more segment with Donna and with Donna Fiducia and with Don Nguyen. And the website is cowboylogic.us, by the way, cowboylogic.us. But yeah, there's no question. When you consider that David Perdue right now today is up 87,000 votes, it's going to have to be a cataclysmic shift, just like Pennsylvania when Trump was up at midnight by 800,000 votes. And all of a sudden, while you were sleeping, it was reversed. How can David Perdue lose those 87,000 votes? Well, the Democrats are all going to tell you it all comes to turnout. I'll tell you now, they got something up their sleeve. 87,000 votes. Think about it. By the way, Stacey Abrams lost the run for governor by 57,000 votes. She's a loser. Back after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
68 years ago this month, Victory at Sea, a World War II documentary television series, premiered over on NBC. The series marked one of the first opportunities for average Americans to have such major world events beamed directly into their living rooms via the new medium of television. And now, this Emmy and Peabody Award-winning series has made its way to Armed American Radio listeners on DVD. Originally sold on television for $199.99, you can get all 26 groundbreaking episodes that have been digitally restored for the unbelievable price of just $9.99. But you must hurry. This offer is limited to the first 100 Armed American Radio buyers. Simply text the word VICTORY, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, to 58445. That's VICTORY to 58445, and place your order today. Text keyword to short code to agree to receive recurring automated promotional and personalized marketing text messages, e.g. cart reminders from Pulse TV. Consent is not a condition of any purchase. Text HELP for support or stop to cancel. Message and data rates may apply. Message frequency varies. Visit pulsetv.com/security.asp for privacy and attn.tv/pulsetv/terms.html for terms. Hey, this final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me.
Let's get back to me indeed. Man, I'll tell you, fastest hour in radio. I apologize for that, but I really can't do anything about the time. But these are individual hours of Armed American Radio. Just fly right by. Very quickly, let me mention that this is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. CrossbreedHolsters.com, by the way, still has some great discounts going on. Take advantage of them throughout the year. You'll see them right on the website. Also, Ledslinger's Whiskey. To find Ledslinger's products near you, it's real simple. Ledslinger'sWhiskey.com. This is the microphone. Really simple. Just put your zip code in and find a distributor near you, and you'll find them dotted all over the country now. And believe me, if they're not where you're at now, they're getting close. So find somewhere that can ship them to you. MyPillow.com. I got to tell you, I found out again, we sell more MyPillows to support the Second Amendment on this program than Gallagher and I think in Hannity combined. It's unbelievable. Thank you so much, because that's what helps keep this on. And Mike Lindell is under such terrible pressure from the left. They hate him because he's an American conservative businessman that creates American jobs, doesn't ship them over to China like Brian Kemp wants. And guess what? He's a Christian. Good heavens, and he supports the Second Amendment. The promo code is AAR, MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special tab up in the top right and use the promo code AAR. Give a pillow to a gun hater who has no idea that they're comfortably slumbering and sleeping and supporting the Second Amendment while they sleep because you gave them a gift. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And you can laugh yourself to sleep with it. CarArmsGunBroker.com. Really, seriously, if you can't find it on your store shelves, GunBroker has it. I've been in there and neck deep in some of the auctions right now. GunBroker.com. It is 100% free. North American Arms also. And let's not forget Defender Coffee. The promo code is AAR. I've upped my bag to the 5-pound bag because of what happened with the Postal Service last week, not getting my coffee here for 5 days late. And my wife and I were just beside ourselves because it's all we drink now. And our profits for the bags we order go to the Second Amendment Foundation. Drink coffee, support the Second Amendment Foundation. Sleep on a pillow, support Mike Lindell and the Second Amendment. These are no-brainer things. And you know what? All of this is brought to you by X Insurance. When your freedom's on the line, they've got you covered. All right, let's go back to Donna Fiducia and Don Newen. Donna, I got this Stacey Abrams thing. You know, when you look back in hindsight at this, and you go back to 2016, you go back to 2 years ago when she lost to Brian Kemp. She has still never conceded. She lost this state by 57,000 votes. 57,000 votes. And have you ever noticed that all the Democrats' rising stars are all losers? John Ossoff, Stacey Abrams, Beto O'Rourke. I could go on. But Stacey Abrams is getting a ton of money in this state. And like I said before, she sure is excited about that list of the number of absentee ballots. I'm guessing she might know something. Just saying.
Yeah, I guess Mr. Raffensperger isn't going to check the signatures again. I heard that he's going to switch parties. Did you hear that?
But I'll tell you what, good riddance.
Parties. Wouldn't surprise me.
Good riddance. And yeah, you guys, I don't know if you know this or not, but make sure, America, check out the website. Don't think we're kidding you here. We're all three in the state of Georgia. We're just on different sides of the ATL, but we're neighbors. Let me tell you something. GeorgiaBusiness.cn. The CN doesn't stand for Canada, friends. It stands for China. And take a listen. Take a listen to Brian Kemp, the Georgia governor, begging the Chinese to come here. It is frightening. Donna, go ahead.
Well, you got Bob Iger of Disney, who might be the next ambassador to China. The Chinese infiltration is terrible. If you look back, Donald Trump has been talking about this since the mid-80s. He was on Letterman with The Art of the Deal talking about the book, about China. I mean, it's a joke now. We always say China, China. It's not funny anymore, though. We've had Gordon Chang on our show a number of times, and he said what Trump was doing was great. And anything Trump has done now is going to be gone. Joe Biden is owned by China. This is unbelievable. And then you've got people who go, oh, well, there's no direct, real evidence that Joe Biden got anything from China. Okay. No, he's just the big guy, and your son's giving him the 10%. Millions and millions from China. 3.5 million from the wife of the Moscow mayor to Hunter Biden. What does Hunter Biden know about all this stuff? He knows nothing about energy. I mean, this is totally, it's obviously, they have infiltrated the highest parts of our government. You've got, and you know what you have, all you have to do is watch the reaction. Governor Cuomo called it the European virus last summer. They can't call it the Chinese virus. You've got China connections in Garcetti in L.A., the mayor there, and Gavin Newsom. Obviously, Dianne Feinstein had a chauffeur for 20 years and she didn't even know it was a spy. And Swalwell, I mean, this is insanity. And we're putting these people back in office and doing nothing about it. But we give Donald Trump an anal exam for 4 years, $35 million. The same with his kids for a 15-minute meeting in Trump Tower. And we'll just, nothing to see here. Move along. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Unbelievable.
Well said. Hey, Don, Neil McCabe used to be the on-air correspondent in Washington, D.C. for One American News and is now writing senior on the staff for the Tennessee Star, a fellow at the Gold Institute. He'll be here in the next segment. You know, he came on the show last week and he was talking about Swalwell. And he said, you know, Mark, in his Boston accent, he said, you know, Mark, we got to be fair here because we don't yet know whether Fang Fang Swalwelled or not yet. So we got to be really careful. Really,
hey, hold on a second. I want to go back to something that you said when you came on from this last break. You are a much better man than I am, Mark, because I don't give gifts to liberals. I don't even want to talk to them anymore. Well, I don't. You know, I actually don't consider them to be serious Americans anymore.
If you could talk,
there's no doubt it's a mental disorder. There's no question about it. But look, if you got a sister or a brother and they can sleep and support guns and they hate guns and they don't know they're supporting guns, that's okay in my book.
Yeah, but that's why I say you're a better guy than I am. Because you can actually do that, and that's a big hurdle for me. So
I actually did that. That's a true story. I actually did that. So, yeah, there are a couple people that are sleeping on my pillows.
What else we could do is get them, we could get them memberships to the NRA.
Yeah, that would be fun. What really gets me is the censorship that's going on already. And liberal people that still follow me on Facebook, that used to, a number of them were people I worked with in radio and television, are going, when is Twitter going to ban Donald Trump? I'm thinking to myself, you will be missing Donald Trump so badly if you ever ban him from Twitter. Just this evening, one of his tweets, John Bolton is one of the dumbest people in Washington.
Yeah, I know. That's absolutely true. I saw that before we went to the airwaves. He's all over Bolton now, and he pulls absolutely no punches. Oh, it's absolutely incredible. You know, I would love to see. Here's a prediction for you guys. We're getting ready to call it, but I'm going to make a prediction. Donald Trump is not going to attend any virtual, goofy, virtual inauguration. He's going to go down to Florida. He's going to have a huge rally. He's going to announce a run for the presidency. The campaign's going to start immediately. But before all that, he's going to have this huge rally. It's not a prediction. He's already said he's going to do it. This huge rally in Washington on the 6th. He ain't going away anytime soon. Donna Fiducia, tell us where. Cowboy Logic, real quick. Got just a couple seconds.
CowboyLogic.us. Be there
or be square. Thank you so much for being here. I love when you guys are on. Don Nguyen, thanks for being here, my friend. I love it. You guys promised to come back soon, right?
Thank you, brother. We will. Thank you.
Okay, guys, you keep fighting the fight. I love it. Donna Fiducia and Don Nguyen. Cowboy Logic Radio, I love them. Such great friends. And they're right here in the state of Georgia. Jeez, oh, Pete, fighting the fight. Well, we're all fighting the fight here in the state of Georgia, believe me. And pray for us here. And if you can help support the candidates, Loeffler and Perdue, please make sure to do it. The Roundtable, coming up next. Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, CEO of Carr Arms, Justin Moon is going to be here. Neil McCabe is going to be here. I'll be here. Fastest hours in radio, guys. Until we meet in the next hour, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you in a couple seconds.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.